After the coronavirus pandemic dissipates, perhaps we'll ask why some countries got a better handle on patient recovery than others. There are early hints that outcomes have a lot to do with how dependent country systems are on direct government financing of healthcare. In Italy, doctors know how to treat severe cases, but they need ventilators in intensive care units. They simply don't have enough beds or equipment to do the job, or enough doctors. We hear of patients languishing in hospital corridors and doctors having to make tough calls. The New York Times reports that for now, the marching orders are save scarce resources for those patients who have the greatest chance of survival. The Wall Street Journal's political economics writer Joseph Sternberg says this is less a result of the severity of COVID-19. And more due to Italy's long-term failure to invest in its healthcare system. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development measured large European countries' provision of acute care hospital beds in 2016. Italy provided 2.62 per 1,000 residents. Germany provided 6.06 per 1,000. France and the Netherlands provided 3.15 and 3, respectively. Mr. Sternberg points out that the UK's creaking healthcare system is even worse. It doesn't distinguish between acute care and regular hospital beds. But in 2017, it only provided 2.5 total beds per 1,000 residents. Mr. Sternberg suggests treating severe COVID-19 cases has been baked in over many years as countries decided how much to rely on central planning for healthcare. In 2017, UK direct government spending comprised 78% of total dollars spent on healthcare. In Italy, the proportion was 74%. In Germany and France, where citizens are required to have insurance, direct government spending is 6 and 5% respectively. The results will be food for thought for American voters. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.